faced with the amazingly rapid industrial development of China today and an economy that's growing still at an unparalleled rate, many Chinese people might ask, why didn't we get started on this before? Was there something in our traditional culture that slowed down our development? But that just can't be, because if you look at the technical innovations that China has contributed to the world, all the way from the trivial like matches, playing cards, the umbrella, all the way to the big ones like paper and printing, the magnetic compass and gunpowder, you can see there's no doubt that traditional Chinese civilization made huge technical contributions to the development of humanity. Or was it perhaps that the traditional economy had just developed so far that there was no space left for radical innovations? All these things are big questions that we're going to be looking into.
End of the 19th century, say the 1870s. In Japan, industrialization took place incredibly quickly in 30 years, and yet China still, it took much longer. Mm. And yet, historically, Japan had got everything from China. Mm. I mean, all its, you know, most of the things from this tiny little island came from China.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, why was it that they didn't take off in the same way that Japan did at that time?
Japan's a different place from China in many ways. In the first place, they were used to borrowing things from the outside world because they'd got so much of their culture from China. Secondly, at the Meiji Restoration in 1868 in Japan, what happened was that an entire class, the samurai class, who were supposed to be privileged under the old system, worked out that they would be better off doing away with those privileges and going Western. Now, in China, on the other hand, the scholar gentry class just had too much to lose and too little to gain from rapid modernization and change in the 19th century. So they did not choose in their own self-interest to take the route that the Japanese samurai class chose to take in their self-interest.
Well, I mean, they're a relative minority. You've got rich merchants, you've got a peasant population. Why wasn't there some sort of revolution?
Of course, eventually what happened in China was that too many people disconnected themselves from the traditional society. Lots of young people, for instance, who'd begun to have Western-style educations, often they'd gone to Japan to follow. All sorts of people like the merchants in the towns, who were the ones that supported Dr. Sun Yat-sen in his revolutionary movement, realized that there was nothing more for them in the old way of doing things. And so effectively, the old society was deserted eventually, except by the most conservative.
His home is on the river. See, there's a stove.